The bill passed with a vote of 61 to 33, with Republicans voting in favor and Democrats against. During debate, Republican State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss argued the bill will help Governor Tony Evers meet a campaign promise for tax cuts.
We took the framework that Governor Evers suggested during the course of his campaign, and we married it with the surplus that's been developed over the course of the past 2 years through good government and wise budgeting.
Speaking with reporters earlier in the day, Evers said he would prefer to talk about a tax cut during upcoming state budget negotiations. He and Democratic lawmakers have introduced their own tax cut that would be paid for in part by increasing taxes on manufacturers. Evers wouldn't say if he'll veto the GOP bill, which now moves to the state Senate. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.